Okay, so basically, let's just review a little bit. So we did last time, and that's what we're heading into this time, is you have the... You basically have Machlokes Michel Ben or Michel Av. It's Kibbutz Av Michel Ben or Michel Av. Right? And basically, they all paskin Michel Av. Okay, Michel Av. Yet, if the son, if the father doesn't have any money, and the son does, right? If the father doesn't have any money, then you have to do it from your money. Okay? That's what everyone holds. I mean, everyone holds that. The question is, though, is that because of Kibbutz Avayim, which the Ritva says, or clearly implies, and you could argue in the Rambam, that there's an idea of, and the way we explain this, the idea of like a financial need, and when he's poor, then he has a financial need. Right? When he's poor, he has a financial need, but if he's not poor, then he doesn't have a financial need, so then you don't have to give him the, you don't have to give him money. Or do you say no, that really Kibbutz Avayim doesn't include finances? And basically, in terms of Kibbutz Avayim, there's absolutely, it's totally Michel Av, and you don't have to involve your money whatsoever. But there's a separate thing of tzedakah, a universal din, like anyone else, a din of tzedakah. So what's the question? A universal thing of tzedakah. And then tzedakah, you see, you have to give tzedakah, you force a guy to tzedakah. So similarly, force this guy to give tzedakah to his father. His father, like he's not give to anyone else. Right? That's the way the Tosfos seem to learn, or the Rosh, the Ran, they all seem to learn that way, that is din of tzedakah. And the question was, I mean, I think that's the one we were up to, right? We already explained the Ritva last week, right? The question is if you say it's a din in tzedakah, you have a few problems. First of all, is where does it say in tzedakah that you have to give your father first? It's not true. Tzedakah is true, you're a cook, you're the greatest karov you give first, but why the father? Where does the father come in? And second of all, is they bring in a raya, the fact that you have to spend money. They bring a raya, the fact that you have to spend money for Kibbutz Avayim, from this thing, which shows that Kibbutz Avayim is greater than Kvod Shemayim, in a sense. Because in Kvod Shemayim, you only have to do it from your money. But Kibbutz Avayim, whether you have money or whether you don't have money. So it's trying to show that Kavet Zvichot Mechel is greater than, in a sense, greater than Kvod Kavet Shem Yonkha. But that implies that the spending money, which you're going to be doing in Kibbutz Avayim, is really because of kavod. It doesn't imply that it's because it's tzedakah. And if that's because it's tzedakah, then altogether that doesn't prove anything about Kibbutz Avayim being greater than Kavod Shem Yonkha. No, it's not appropriate to talk about. If that's the case, it has absolutely nothing to do with. Otherwise, you just say is that Kibbutz Avayim has absolutely nothing at all to do with mammon. If that's the case, now the fact that it's talking about it in terms of mammon seems to imply that in Kibbutz Avayim there is some sort of a din mammon, and shouldn't in Kibbutz Avayim. If it's just a din of tzedakah, then what does money not have anything to do with Kibbutz Avayim? It's just a din of tzedakah, it's a separate thing, but Kibbutz Avayim has nothing at all to do with money. So that was the problem, right? That was the problem. Okay, so Gary, is this what your mate meant, Jake?
I think so.
Okay, fine. So Gary and Jake are claiming, putting forth the svara, that really, in terms of tzedakah, really a chiv tzedakah. So now your chiv tzedakah is to anybody. But now the question is, now you have a question, who are you going to give to? You have a lot of choices, a lot of people. So you see, in tzedakah there are certain priorities. You go to your family, you go to, you know. So now you're in your family, let's say. Now let's say it's your father asking you and your brother asking you, whatever. So now, if you by giving to your father, you're going to be a kayim in the midst of Kibbutz Avayim. Right? Because even though it's Michel Ben, even though it's Michel Av, it's certainly a kiyim of the Michel Ben. It's a kiyim, you're giving him food. Right, it's not chayiv to do that, but it's a kiyum of Kibbutz Avayim. So therefore, in deciding which kiyum, which tzedakah is going to win out, and prioritizing tzedakah, that which has a kiyum of Kibbutz Avayim is going to take precedence. It's going to take precedence. If the reason why you're chayiv is because tzedakah, you have a chayiv of tzedakah. Now tzedakah has an order. Like let's say a chayiv of tzedakah is that you have to give aniyah of your family before aniyah of a town. Or name of your town or before name of another town. So you're chayiv. It's not like optional. That's the chayiv. The chayiv of tzedakah has a form. You don't just give the chayiv of tzedakah, is to give tzedakah to who? Now I have one guy from my town, one guy from another town. Now who do I give to? Is it a choice or is the Torah say you're chayiv to give the guy in your town? So you're chayiv to give the guy in your town. That's a chayiv. So the decision, part of the mitzvah of tzedakah is the order, is the pecking order. And that is chiyuv. That's part of the chiyuv, is you have a pecking order. So he's saying another act, sometimes a pecking order can be determined in terms of these kinds of tzedakah types of reasons, in terms of, based upon aniyah yercha and that aniyah shpacha. And another time it can be determined is because one of the tzedakahs has a bekiyum mitzvah of kibbutz avayim, and the other one doesn't. So therefore, that's going to determine priority. That's like an external thing, but that's going to determine priority. Right? So they're bothered by, well, you can make other things that would also be mitzvah. So guy says, yeah, but which other things? And it's true. Maybe you come up with them, maybe you can't. But that the question isn't so much of, you know, coming up with them. It's just like conceptually, it's like, just like turns out. You know, it's like a kind of like a secondary kind of a, you know. Which, you know, maybe the odds are, if you thought long enough, you probably come up with a good question. You know what I mean? But I don't think it's a point. You know what I mean? The point is just the concept revealed by the fact that you could, that in theory, you could come up with them, even if there happen to not be any, you know? But so I was thinking similar to that, but maybe the point is that you have to make a decision, right? You have to decide who you're going to give to, right? So maybe Kibbutz Avayim is mechayev you when you're deciding between two people that you decide your father. Because that's the idea of Kibbutz Avayim is like it's a chashiva to your father, you know? So besides Kibbutz, the primary chashiva of Kibbutz Avayim is to give him his needs. But that's based upon his significance, and it takes the form of, you have to give him his needs. But an aspect of Kibbutz Avayim is going to be, is if you have to make a decision between two people, whose needs are you going to take care of, or even though it's not per se the area of Kibbutz Avayim, but if you have to decide between two people, and it's that Kibbutz Avayim is mechayev you, that the decision is, that your decision is with your father. You know what I mean? So it's a chiyuv, it's generated by Kibbutz Avayim. That's how your decision should be. So that's why it would be good that it's part of Kibbutz Avayim, that Kibbutz Avayim has that. It's not primarily the actually giving them your money per se, isn't. But the fact that your decision to give your money is in staka, is generated, you know, goes towards the father, is a din in Kibbutz Avayim. So in that sense, Kibbutz Avayim involves money. You know what I mean? Not primarily, but because it gets hooked up with staka and is gonna, you know, determine your kedima and staka. You know what I mean? It's like a little more intrinsic than your thing, but it's very similar. What's a little tricky about the brisa is like this: is that the brisa there is saying, the point of the brisa over there is saying is that God is more machmir on kibud avayim than kibud shemayim, is because it's trying to show is that by kibud shemayim. It's really, the mitzvah is to give of your money. That's the mitzvah. So you don't have money, you don't have money. But by Kibbutz Avayim, the mitzvah is to take care of their needs. And that is totally independent about whether you have money or you don't have money. So if you don't have money, so you have to go door to door. They have needs. There are needs which have to be taken care of. And you're going to have to go door to door. So the mitzvah is absolute. Take care of their needs. You know what I mean? Take care of their needs. That's the point of the brisa. It's not because of the money. The point is that there, it's not spend your money on their needs, like by Kibbutz Kavod Hashem Malon Chav, but it's just take care of their needs, whether you have money, whether you don't have money. But it just I think what told us to bring it in is that if there was no instance whatsoever of ever using money on Kibbutz Avayim, if there's no such thing like that, Kibbutz Avayim was only just doing actions, so then Ben Yesh Lo Mamon, Ben Ein Lo Mamon just is not, it doesn't have anything to do with it. Mamon never factors even into Kibbutz Avayim. Kibbutz Avayim always just means doing actions. I mean, it wouldn't have any shaychas to be in Yeshua. And the fact that the same Yeshua is implying that there is a case of using your money for Kibbutz Avayim, that there's something like that. I mean, but that doesn't necessarily mean because of the primary form of, that could mean the case of where the father needs money. You know, I mean, that could be the case where the father needs something. It's just showing you that I think it tells me, like, indirectly, the fact that it uses or references money or not money, it implies that there's money involved. You know what I mean? But that's not why it's greater. It's not greater because of the, because there it also has money. There, like Kibbutz Avayim, there is money. Just showing you that you chayiv, even if you're poor, even if you don't have anything, that there is chayiv. To say it a little differently, it's like if you chose someone else over your father, that would be lack of kavod. You know what I mean? That would be like a bizarre idea. You can't say that you're a gavra. It's like, just like you said, it's like it's a, like you saw that Rambam, you know, it's like your attitude. You have to be saying, Maruni Bishvil Abba. You're always concerned from all your dvarim that, for your father. So to have that, and you have a case where it's a deadlock, and you have two aniyim there sitting with their hands out, and you don't get, and you give it to the other guy instead of your father, that would be a lacking in Kibbutz Avayim. So it's not because the giving money per se is a ma'aseh chiyuvus, but that scenario is mechayev you to favor him over, you know, to favor him over. If you have money to give, you got to give it to him. So that's why it's in action, the chiyuv is generated by tzedakah. If there's no chiyuv tzedakah, then you wouldn't have to do it. But once you're giving because of tzedakah, then it's the kavod who's giving him chayiv you to give it to him, as opposed to giving it to your father, as opposed to giving it to someone else. I mean, that's why it's like you can call it both things. You can talk about it in both kinds of ways, because the cause is the tzedakah, but the fact that it's to him as to someone else is because of kavod. You know what I mean? The Gemara, we're going further than the Gemara. So the Gemara is Tashma. Okay, Tashma. It's on Lam Beis Amud Aleph. It's about the 6th, 7th, 8th line, something like that. Tashma. So again, Tashma is trying to bring a proof, as you have Machlokas here, of Michel Ben or Michel Av. Correct? So it should be Michel Ben or Michel Av. So this question is Michel Ben or Michel Av. So it's trying to bring a proof now from Breisa, which way to go. So it says like this. Shnei Achim, Shnei Shutfim, if you have two brothers, or if you have two partners, or Ha'avu B'no, or father and son, or Avu Talmido, or Avu and Islam, Podim Zelazeh Ma'isar Sheni, Machilim Zelazeh Ma'isar Ani. Okay? They could redeem each other's Ma'isar Sheni, and they could give each other Ma'isar Ani. So let's see Rashi. Podim Zelazeh Ma'isar Sheni, Im Yesh La'av Ma'isar Sheni, if a father has Ma'isar Sheni, Hode haben mishelo, letzorach aviv below chomesh. So what happens is you could redeem ma'aser sheni. If you have ma'aser sheni, which are fruits of ma'aser sheni, and you want to redeem it onto a coin, so to bring it up to Yerushalayim, so if you change it into a coin, so the halacha is if you have $100 worth of fruits, you have to add a fifth. I think it's maybe which is a quarter. Whatever. You have to add a fifth. One and a fifth. 120 or 25. Yeah, so you have to basically add a fifth of the whole thing. But whatever. So you have to add a fifth. So you add a fifth, and you bring the coin up. So you have a coin of $125 or whatever worth of fruits. And you bring that coin up to Yerushalayim. And then Yerushalayim, you change it back into fruits. And then you eat the fruits in Yerushalayim. Okay, that's halacha. Ma'aser sheni, you have to bring the fruits up to Yerushalayim and eat them in Yerushalayim. But it's hard to carry fruits, so if you instead of carrying the fruits, you carry a coin. But there's a penalty. There's a penalty if you do it on your own thing. But if, for instance, you do it on your own fruits. You just take your fruits and you make it on a coin. You change it into a coin. But if, for instance, I have my fruits and I want to give you the fruits, right, and you'll pay me $100, then I can just take that $100, that coin, $100, and bring it up to your slime. I don't have to pay the penalty. If it's someone else, you don't have to pay the penalty. You just pay the amount of the fruits, and then that coin could have the Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni in it. You bring the coin up, and then you eat it. Oh, that's if you sell. If you do it through someone else.
If I keep it in my possession, then I have to.
Well, selling just means you're using someone else. Like, yeah, you're giving someone else the fruits or whatever.
If I just take my own $100.
Right. If I take my fruits, $100 of fruits, and eat them, and I just bring the coin up, then it has to be $125 worth of money. Okay? So basically the question is, what it's saying is that if you have a father doing it for his son, or two partners doing it for each other, that's considered somebody else, and you don't have the penalty. Okay, you don't have the penalty for using, right? That's what he says, is, you don't say that it's, you don't say that since he loves him and he's supporting him, let's say father supporting his son, therefore you don't say that he's considered like his guf. Okay? You don't say he's considered like his guf, but you say they're two different people, and therefore you don't have the penalty. Okay, the penalty is only where it's he himself. Okay? Fine. And it's just detail. I don't think that's the point area. But then it says, and also, they could feed each other ma'aserani. Machilim zel azeh ma'aserani. What does it mean? Ma'aserani is you have a tenth of your money or whatever you have to give to anani. So, im yesh leben ma'aserani l'chalek l'aniyim. If the son has ma'aserani that he has to give to aniyim, right, you have a tenth of your money, you have to give to the aniyim. Machilo la'aviv. Im avani, you could give it to your father. If your father's an ani, you could give it to your father. V'chein kulam. Even though he's really, you love him like yourself. Even though, let's say, you would have given him anyways. You really love your dad, and even if you wanted to have, didn't have the chiv, you would have given the money anyways. But bottom line is, you could still give ma'aserani to your dad. Doesn't matter that you would have given it anyways, and you love him very much. Bottom line, he's a separate person, and he's an ani, and you can give him the money. Okay? Fine. So now, what does this imply? How's this going to improve? Which way is this going to improve? So this is going to prove, the Gemara says, let's see the Gemara, it says, V'evi Amr Mishal Ben, if you're going to tell me that you're chayiv to pay meister, to pay, to give, to do kibbutz of aim from your money, from your own money, nimsa zepro yechovo mishal aniyim. So basically you're paying your debt from the aniyim, because you basically have a chayiv to give your father $100 for food. That's the mitzvah of kibbutz of aim. Now you're just taking the $100 out of the aniyim's, the money which is supposed to go to the aniyim, and you're using it to fulfill your other mitzvah. It's nothing to do with staka. How is it staka? In other words, if you're telling me kibbutz of aim means you have to give money, so you can't use that money for counted as staka, because it doesn't do with staka. It's staka to staka. Right? If it were the case that you say it's Michel Av, so then you're not chayiv to give your father any money. Oh, so then when you gave your father money, you'd be giving him tzedakah. So then I can understand that you count it as tzedakah, because it's not really a din of there's no chayiv in terms of kibbutz avayim. But if you tell me kibbutz avayim is really chayiv to give money, then how could that money count for my sarani? Shouldn't be possible. So this price seems to prove that really it's Michel Av. Here's Mishalav, and that's why you can count for my sarani. Where it says, lo tshricha lahadafa. It really means for the extra. What does it mean for the extra? So it means, really, I'll tell you that your chayiv, what's it trying to say? Really, I'll tell you that your chayiv to give your father because of kibbutz avayim. Aye, so what's the case that it's saying you could use it for my sarani, for tztaka? Adafa Rashi says, "A love mutalachilash goes from the bainess. Really, your chiv of kibbutz avayim is really only to give him regular food, regular normal food. But v'imav v'tzaruch l'suda yisera. But if your father needs a bigger suda, he needs sushi. Yachilanu ma'isarani. So the kibbutz avayim is only mechayiv you to give him regular food. But if the father is an ani and he really needs, or if the father really needs, he's an ani and he really needs sushi. So then the extra, the discrepancy." Between the regular food, the potatoes, and the sushi, could count as ma'isani. Could count as ma'isani. If you tell me the mitzvah of kibbutz avayim is that you have to take care of the father's needs. Now, if you tell me he needs sushi, so then kibbutz avayim should be mechayiv to give sushi. Unless you'll tell me, no, he doesn't need sushi, he just needs me the bainness. So then, why does he need it when it comes to tztaka? In other words, why is it when it comes to tztaka, apparently the needs are defined as whatever he really needs. So, right, why do you have to give him sushi? Presumably you'd say it's because that's de machsara, that's halacha, is that anani, whatever his needs are. If he needs sushi, then that's his needs, that's his standard of living, then you have to support that. So now, why when it comes to kibbutz avayim, don't you say the same thing? Why when it comes to kibbutz avayim, you only have to give him the regular amount? Well, no, if he needs more, if he's a rich guy, and he got poor, and now he needs more, so you should have to give him more. Like, how does it work out here that in staka you only have to give him the regular amount, and then in kibbutz avayim you only have to give him the regular amount, but in staka you have to give him more? Right? Why does it work out that way? Right? You'd think that the kibbutz avayim would be to do his needs, and needs are defined by his needs as in staka. Right. And it's not a problem. I mean, you say the needs are defined differently in two things, but it has to be defined why it works this way. Yeah. I mean, what's the difference? Okay, so we're going to leave that question, or we can go a little further, get some more pshat, okay? Now, here the pshat's a little tricky. I think to fully understand the pshat, you have to get a svara going on and all that. But let's just try to figure out pshat. Okay. It says ihachi. So you're telling me that basically the case of ma'aserani, giving your father ma'aserani, is the extra.
Right.
That's the extra. But really, the regular stuff you chayiv to give. So it says it's funny. The grammar here is a little bit funny, but it's a question. Ihachi, hainu diktani Allah. I'm reviewed a tavu meir lemisha machil as bana of ma'aser ani, as aviv ma'aser ani. So the thing is like this: Rabbi Yehuda has a statement which says that because the brisa basically said you're allowed to feed your father, ma'aser ani, right? You're allowed to feed your father ma'aser ani. That's what the brisa said. But Rabbi Yehuda said a curse should come upon he who feeds his father ma'aser ani. Okay, it's not appropriate, even though technically it counts. It's ma'aser ani. If you do it, you should be cursed.
Even the extra.
Well, hold on a second. No, that's what we're going to get to. But that's what Rebuta says. Rebuta just says, it was the Bryce, so we don't know what it's talking about, extra or not extra. That depends on how you learn. But the Bryce just says that you're allowed to feed your father Maiserani, but curse should come to he who feeds his father Maiserani. Okay? Curse should come to he who feeds. And Eliyahu says, the E, la dafa. Let's see, a Mainath Gamina? Who cares? As if you're telling me the whole thing. It's funny. The Gemara has like a funny thing. It said, if it were the case that I'm feeding my father the full thing of my sarani, that really I wasn't chayiv to feed my father at all, and the whole thing was my sarani, then I could understand why it's tavo meira, why it's bad to give your father the my sarani. But if you're telling me that really I'm chayiv to give my father money anyways, and I'm only giving my father my sarani for the extra, so then why should it be a curse come upon me? Just because I'm feeding my father my sarani, big deal. Why should that be a curse? I mean, of course, you have to explain why this is, but what's the difference? I mean, the services, what's the difference? I mean, I don't know. Why is there a problem altogether giving my father my sarani? But it's like the Gemara understands. Like, if it were that you're giving him the whole thing, my sarani, then of course I understand why it's tavo meira or why it's bad. But if you're only giving him part, the extras, then big deal. Who cares? Why should it be tavo meira? So Gemara answers, it's true, even though you're right, you're only giving an extra, but still, it's like a zilzal. It's like a zilzal, it's not appropriate to be giving your father ma'aserani. It's zila be'milsa. It's not right. It's not right. Like, zila be'milsa is a funny kind of a thing, but it's not right. Even though it's only the extra. And it sounds like, the havamina sounded like, if you're giving the whole thing ma'aserani, then I can understand that wouldn't be right. Presumably, might as well go with that same reason. See, it would have been, you know, it would have not been right. But if you're just giving him the extra, so I'd say, well, that's what's wrong with that. That's not right. That's right. What's the problem with that? So it's like, no. Like, well, that's the Havin. Havin would be that it's only Zila Bei Milsa. It's only bad. It's only not right if you're giving him the whole thing. But giving the extra, then it wouldn't be Zila Bei Milsa. But Kamash Mola, no. Afiloch is Zila Bei Milsa. Even that's going to be Zila Bei Milsa. Even that's going to be Zila Bei Milsa. Question is, what's Zila Bei Milsa altogether? I mean, you have to explain that. What does that even mean? And then, assuming that you know what that means, you have to explain how many Askan about whether it's going to be Zila Bei Milsa in the case of only for the whole, only for half or for all.
Weird question.
Okay? It's strange, weird. Right? Strange. The problem is, oh, hold on a second. I mean, isn't it, wouldn't you think that it's a burden proof on the Havmin to differentiate between whether Zila Bei Milsa applies here or here? It's like, why is it like the Gemara said that it's explained how that follows, right? Where does that come from? So we're going to go further again. We're going to work on these problems, but let's get some more pshat, okay? Get the pshat out of the way, we'll be able to work on this for us, okay? So this is like this. Tashma. Okay, again, another proof, another attempted proof as to whether you say Mishael Ben or Mishael Av. Another different. Okay, forget about what we just said, a totally different approach. Shalu es Rabbi Eliezer ad heichlan kibir avayim. You know this case. Amar lahem kidei sheyitol arnaki vizer kenuli am b'fan aveinu machlima. So the case is basically he'll throw your money in the sea and you don't embarrass him. The Amrit Mishael Av. If you're going to tell me that really in Kibbutz Avaim you only have to do with the father's money and you're not chayiv at all to use your own money, so my nafka amina. So who really cares? So he's going to take your money, but then Rashi, look at Rashi. Whenever has money, it's only for the father. So it must be, what's the father throwing in the sea? Because if the father's, if basically you're not going to spend any money and he's throwing your kiss in the sea, then he's going to have to pay you back. Because that's your money. He had no claim on that money, so he basically owes you the money. He's stealing your money. So, I mean, either you can stop him or he'll pay you back. It's just, you know. But if you were to say that really you're chayiv to do kibbutz avaim from your money, so now when he uses your money to throw it in the sea and to swash his anger or whatever it is, so then it turns out that you can't claim the money back because that money was being spent on kibbutz avaim. So then I can understand why the guy would get all upset. Because this is my money, I have no way to get the money back, it's not my, you know, and I'm going to have to be stealing my money. But if you're saying that kibbutz av is really from the father's money, then it can't be that the father's throwing my money into the sea. Well, he has no shaykhs to my. How could he take my money? It's not mine. He can't take my money. So it must be he's doing his own money.
Right.
He's doing his own money. So then what do I care? What big deal? I'm going to get all upset that he's throwing his own money into the sea? What kind of test of kibbutz av is that? So, right? So saying, so what do I care if he throws his own purse into the sea? What do I care? Right? So the Gemara says, be royally Arsha. No, it's talking about a case where his father's true. He's throwing his own money into the sea, right? But he's an old guy. Basically, he's a millionaire. And you're waiting till
he
dies. And you're going to get his money. or he may not be waiting, but whatever. When he does, you're going to get his money. And now, he's basically taking his $1 million, throwing it into the sea. You can imagine the guy's going to get very upset. He's depriving you of $1 million, which is, you know. So it's saying that's how it is. Even in that scenario, basically, you let him do it. You let him do it. Okay, so it worked out the case. And it says, and basically, therefore, it's not approved. Okay, that's basically, therefore, it's not approved. Okay? And now he wants to show a similar incident. So he says a message like this. Listen to this case. Very interesting. Right? Like Rabba Rav Huna. Because Rabba the son. Again, you have Rav Huna and his son is Rabba. Rabba Rav Huna. The Huna kori shiroi v'ampe Rabba b'rei. Omar, ezel achzi rotach ilo rotach. So Rav Huna wanted to do an experiment on his son to check if his son was a perfected guy. And basically what he did is he used to rip clothing and rip fancy clothing in front of his kid. And he'd see if the son would react. I forgot, one of the Rishonim says is this way, and if, or maybe it was the Marsha, said that in this way, if he would react, then he'd be mochiachim, and he'd teach him the proper way to act. So we used to rip fancy clothing in front of his son. You know what I mean? So who cares? Why would the son care? So it must be because it's royally Yarsha. It's the same case. It's because this fancy clothing was clothing which, in the future, he was going to... Right, that he was going to inherit. The kid was going to inherit. Rabba was going to inherit. And that's why Rabba, in theory, would have gotten upset. Because otherwise, what kind of test would it be? The fact that he rips his own clothing. Big deal. What do I care if my dad's ripping his own clothing? Right? And he's a kid ripping my clothing, so it must be his own clothing. So it must be the case is, it's Riley Arsha. So now, while the Gemara's on this, it says, hold on. But maybe the kid's going to get angry. And now you can be over on Lifnei Iver. Because basically, causing anger is a bad meat. That's a bad thing to a person to do. And you're going to... Oh, no, I'm sorry, not because of anger. Because Kibbutz Avayim, he's going to get angry. He's going to start yelling at you. And he's going to be violating Kibbutz Avayim. So what kind... How could Rav Huna do this test? How could Rav Huna do this test on his son? If the kid gets angry, then he's going to be violating the Isser. So now it's Lifnei Iver. The test is the Lifnei Iver test. So how could he even make up such a test? So where it says, no. The Machel Leili Yikrei. He's Machel. So even if the kid gets angry, he's mochel on his kavod. He's mochel on his kavod, and apparently his pa'av could be mochel on his kavod. So therefore, it's no problem. Even though the kid, well, that's me a question. The problem is the kid doesn't know that he's mochel. You know what I mean? But the Tosis gets to that, right? But he's saying he's basically mochel on his kavod, so therefore there's no problems. So even if the kid gets angry, he's not violating any Yisurim. Anyways, he's not violating any Yisurim anyways. It's a big deal, right? So there was this. I think it was about kavod, mishum bal tashlis. It's bal tashlis. He's dripping... He's just ripping clothing now. He can't just rip clothing. Well, isn't that Baal Tashlis? Right? Apparently you don't say, and we'll get this, but you don't say about Tashlis, it's mutter if it's for a good purpose. Why do you say, well, it's not Baal Tashlis, he's doing it for a very good reason. You know? So it says, no, the Ovid lay bit pumbaini. Okay, in Rashi says it means it's on the seams. Okay, it's on the seams, so basically it's not going to make it lose anything. It's not Baal Tashlis, you just sew it back together.
So what
are you going to do? That's why he didn't get angry, because he knows he did it on the seams. Right. He says, no, the Ovid Lei B'Shas Ritchai. He said, he did it when the kid was angry, so the kid wouldn't realize. He wouldn't realize. Anything they say it means is that basically the kid wouldn't, he wouldn't realize it. He's not looking, he's already upset, he's not gonna, you know, it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. So the only way he wouldn't get angry at the father is if he's really perfected guy or whatever, you know? Okay, it's funny. It's funny Gemara, right? A lot of points here. So look at Tosa. Tosa says, "D'machal eliyakrei b'tzarach lomar shehudiyu kodem lachen shelo yehi kemo niskavin lechol basar chazi v'lo basar yada tla." D'machal shetzarach mechila kabar. Because the halacha is, let's say I try to eat pig. It turns out it's kosher, so I need mechila and kapara. It's a chet. So I tried to do a chet. It turns out it wasn't a chet. Yeah, but I didn't know it wasn't a chet. So I need mechila and kapara. So therefore, let's say the father is mochel on his kavod, but he basically rips the shirt and his kid gets angry. The kid doesn't know he was mochel. So therefore, he was doing, in his mind, he was really violating Kibbut Avayim. So shouldn't he need kapara for that? And since he does, shouldn't it be lifnei iver by the father pulling this trick on him? So therefore he says, it must be the father told him in advance, by the way, if I ever do any stunts like this, I'm mochel, you know? So the kid knew that he was mochel, you know? But then it's not a test anymore, right? The problem is now what's the test? The kid knows he's mochel, it's a big deal, right? And the Ritva says that he's talking about, no, he didn't tell him beforehand. But still, he says, we'll get to this, but he says, still, because of Lifnei Iver, it's not, it's still, whatever. You look at the Ritva, he has it the other way, but different than those. Hey, a lot of things going on here, right?